It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
An example of how hard it can be to keep college costs way down. I'm David Brancaccio. First, with people less out and about and fewer people with jobs and the ability to buy a $5 coffee, Starbucks says sales at comparable locations were down 5% from a year earlier. This is the October to December quarter, but Starbucks sales in China were up 5%, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Serving up food and drinks has been one of the worst businesses to be in through the pandemic. And Mark Cohen at Columbia Business School says in that kind of business, only the strongest survive.
Starbucks was a very successful business going into this crisis and will likely find a way through it.
The company's offset the loss of walk-in, sit-down customers by expanding drive-through, online ordering, and curbside pickup. Starbucks' global reach is an asset too, says Tuna Amobi at CFRA Research.
China and Asia Pacific are actually much further along in the road to recovery compared to the U.S. and Europe. So I think that's helped Starbucks.
And while Starbucks has the resources to weather the COVID slowdown, a lot of its coffee shop competitors don't, says Jim Hertel at Inmar Intelligence.
Some of the smaller ones and the less nimble ones just aren't going to come back when this is over.
Starbucks says it added 278 stores in the final months of last year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Starbucks stock is down 2.6% pre-market. Walgreens has enticed Roz Brewer, the chief operating officer of Starbucks, to come over as CEO. Walgreens executive chairman praised Brewer for her expertise in operations, customer relations, talent development, and digital innovation. Brewer used to be president and CEO of Walmart's Sam's Club division. Now there will be one black woman chief executive officer of a Fortune 500 company. Dow and S&P futures are down in the 0.5% range. The NASDAQ future is up 0.2%. Pandemic has meant a shift to more remote computing in the cloud and lockdown people playing more video games, all this boosting Microsoft profits, up 17% from the same quarter a year before. The stock is up 2.9% in pre-market trading.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Now to one example of the lengths families will go to pay for a child's college education, or in this case, the lengths they'll go to save money on that education. This is the story of the Maryland family who lived in a donut hole.
We make too much money to qualify for need-based aid and don't make enough money to pay full tuition at most universities, particularly private universities. We are what's called a donut hole family.
Laura Mordenti-Peralt and her husband worked out that they could afford to spend $500,000 combined to pay for college for all four kids. And that's the cost of all of them going to a state school in Maryland, plus some inflation to account for higher costs when it's the younger one's turn. Laura's eldest is an ace, Ivy League material, perfect SAT math, near flawless GPA.
Lots of leadership and volunteer work and all those things that those schools are looking for.
The family set out to identify the campuses with the highest chances of getting a big, juicy merit scholarship, maybe even free tuition or a full ride. Laura finds a parents group on Facebook to gather intelligence. Another parent there had something.
She had put this Excel spreadsheet together for her child that had a list of about 15, 20 universities that have full ride scholarships. So we started with those.
Then lots of online searching, keywords like full tuition scholarships or university fellows. Then there was the truckload of applications.
Over 30, and she wrote 90 essays. So yeah, she was trying to keep up with her classes, keep her grades up.
And so what was this? What did you kick in maybe a couple hours a week helping to manage this?
No, this really became kind of like my full-time job.
College visits, more time and money. But daughter and mother's work pays off. Acceptances pour in, including some with no charge tuition, and some even offering full ride scholarships. New York Times Money columnist Ron Lieber is author of the new book called The Price You Pay for College, which contains more of this family story. He says the homework isn't over at this stage.
You want to know exactly what the rules are where this incredibly generous award could be taken away from you. So, you know, maybe if your grade point average falls below a certain point, will they allow you to take a year off if you want to? Are you kept from studying abroad? Are you forced to study abroad? And then, you know, there may be an opportunity to ask for a little more, right?
Laura's daughter is happy at the school she was excited to choose, Tulane University in New Orleans.
I think you should take their preferences into account as best as you can. But it is also your job as the grown-up to explain ahead of time just how much decision-making authority you are willing to cede. And if your line to the child is, we have $20,000 to spend and we're willing to borrow $10,000 more and no more, then you have to be prepared for them to do anything they want with that budget if they manage to sort of win this extreme sport of merit aid acquisition.
Yeah, extreme sport. Laura Mordenti-Peralt acknowledges, and Ron Lieber concurs, that getting a full merit scholarship at an elite school is harder than getting into one of the Ivies. There's more from Ron, including how to find hints about which colleges might be inclined to give big merit scholarships to the best students at marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.